Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Steve Burness joins us right now from the Better Business Bureau. Steve, how the heck are you?
Happy Monday, and I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. You know, it was funny because, no, not funny. It's sad and tragic that on Friday you told me about some scams you wanted to tell us about on Monday. And then, oh, sure enough, by the time Monday rolls around, you're like, hey, we got more to talk about, Anna. We got a couple more that are hitting my radar. Where should we start? I think this one about the bank transfer scam, that one really, really kind of scared me a little. So let's dig into that, Steve.
Yeah, we have a lot of reports in our scam tracker to Better Business Bureau from people, trying to come off as imposters that they work for your bank. So basically getting those phishing type emails, but they seem to be centering it around the estate's unemployment. So if you have unemployment benefits through the estate and they call you up or they send you a text and they say that something is wrong with your account. And by doing that, this one individual in San Francisco filed with the BBB out there, basically he made him believe he was a bank employee, that they needed to move his account or his money to a different account to protect it because somebody was stealing his money currently in Georgia. So the individual did and moved his account using a Zelle app. Money, and he basically lost almost half of his life savings. And I know the bank's working on returning his money, but it just goes to show you that they do anything to trick you into thinking they're your bank and they want you to move your money to a different account. And that's the tip off to the rip off, Anna.
It even said here in the information you sent me that the Bank of America identification came up on the phone. So he said, oh, it's Bank of America calling me. Well, I got to answer that. They said someone's hacking into your account and that we were here to help you. And sure enough, that's when he went down this road. Seemed totally like something that a lot of us might fall for because it feels legit. The warnings there to you are what? What's the first thing? If you see Bank of America calling, I might say, oh, let me pick that up.
Well, first of all, most consumers don't realize that the caller ID can be spoofed by a $20 simple program. So just because your phone says it's them, you still have to verify. So I'd hang up and call the Bank of America number or any bank you know about directly to them. And if anybody, like I said, this Anna, if anybody wants you to act in 30 minutes or less, that's the tip off to the rip off. They want you to quickly act on it, not think about it, not talk to anybody about it, not ask your relatives, and just do what they ask of you. So the urgency to do something quickly, your bank's not going to call you up and ask you to move account, move your money to another account or see if they can help you. The bank doesn't do that. So anything that seems not logical or unconventional, please hang up and call your bank directly on the phone number that you know.
Yeah, that is amazing advice. And you look at what this poor man that's quoted here, he said that someone was actively hacking into his account at that very moment is what the representative said. So as you point out, you have to act quickly. And that's when you're not always thinking and you do things that are difficult to reverse. I hope he gets his money back. I hope so. I mean, my gosh, it's half of his life savings. That's a pretty awful mistake to make. It's a pretty awful scam to be running. I should say that as well. But you're seeing that this is happening to a number of people, right?
Exactly. Imposter scams where they tell you they're calling from somebody else or you get a text either from Secretary of State or Department of Motor Vehicles or the Illinois Department of Employment Insurance. Everybody's sending these texts out and they want you to click on it and they're baiting you to click on it to either put stuff on your phone or the stuff on your computer, you know, spam or malware. Or what's worse is they're asking you for personal information. So if you get a text from the Secretary of State saying to update your driver's license, guess what? They're going to ask you for your driver's license number, your Social Security number, and your address, and everything they need to steal your identity with. And nobody does that type of information. So again, within a 30-minute time window, you got to act quickly, and you guess personal information's got to go over. That's what we call at the Better Business Bureau, the tip off to the rip off.
And the only thing you should do in 30 minutes is order a pizza, as you say,
you
right?
Go.
That's what you should do. You shouldn't be transferring money really quickly because it just doesn't need to be that way. So good advice.
Exactly.
And it's good to get that word out there. You did also say that you're starting to see the donations to the earthquake relief, the tragic events in Haiti. People want to help. There are some scams out there too. People accepting or giving money to things that don't really get the money to Haiti, I guess.
Exactly. The vultures are out there already, and obviously we're just starting to see the scams coming in through our scam tracker, the Better Business Bureau. But now also, not only with the earthquake, you also have the potential for the tropical storm to hit Haiti as well coming up. So that would actually, they would need double the efforts to help them. And unfortunately, the scammer will take advantage of the situation in those things. So if anybody calls you out of the blue and asks for money or just get a text, you still have to do the research on the charity. There's lots of good charities out there. But unfortunately, there's some scammers that will try to take advantage of the situation and make a quick deal with you. And they want you to give your credit card number. And again, your money may not ever end up there. It may end up somewhere else or in the pocketbooks of somebody else. So it's important to check the charities out with the Better Business Bureau. Our website for that is give.org. It's the BBY's Giving Alliance. But also to, there are accredited charities that are there that meet our standards. So we have a list of those charities that if consumers really want to help in some way to make sure that they're dealing with a legitimate charity.
The Better Business Bureau, BBB.org, is a great website because it's so easy to search businesses, charities, any category, and you can search location and that kind of thing. We used it this weekend. My mom was concerned about a contractor she was about to sign up. We put it into your scam tracker and found that he had an A-plus rating. So she was very happy about that. But it's easy to use and a good thing to do. 815 says, how many times do we have to tell people your bank will not call you for that? And then 847 says, a good point to make is that no one is so smart they can't be fooled. I think that's what I've come to the realization of covering these with you over the last year. They've gotten incredibly sophisticated. They've gotten just so good at this, at making you and knowing exactly how to handle these things to extract your money or scam you that really smart people are falling for it. It's just happening.
They have the answers to your questions already, so they already know what you're going to ask because they're duping lots of people. And unfortunately, it's working. And the only way to put scams out of business is not to give them your business. So I would love to see the day when you got no calls from, individuals who's saying they're from your bank and stealing, elderly people's money or young people. Money as well. Unfortunately, the only way to put them out of business is not to give them business. And that's why we continue to educate and issue these weekly warnings, Anna, because it's really, again, I hate to keep saying this, but in my 34 years, I've never seen scams so much in this recent times. It's kind of alarming, and they're hitting everybody. I mean, I got hit. I got my identity was stolen in Kentucky a few months ago. So, I mean, there's only so many things you can do. But again, if you do the research on organizations and, like you said, check with the Better Business Bureau first, like your mom did, research us first, not after, because sometimes we can help you after, but sometimes we can't. The money's gone or the contractor left. So, and the Better Business Bureau's referral agency. So if you ever need to find a business you can trust, you can always reach out to the BBB as well.
It's a great resource. We'll get one more in here because this is also something you're putting out an alert for. The eviction scams. There's something to watch out for there.
Exactly. As you know, the Biden administration is extending the eviction moratorium, but it's getting close to October 3rd. So already the scammers are out in full force using this as a way to ploy to try to separate you from your money. So if you get any calls or texts from scammers offering you loans or peddling credit repair services or promoting government programs regarding this moratorium, the eviction moratorium, be very careful. Most times it's the government's not going to call you and tell you they can help you, but you need your credit card number. And nobody can offer you a loan without doing some research on you and pulling your credit and all that stuff. So no matter what they say on the phone, guaranteed credits to help you. But again, there's millions of people that are back, are behind in their rent. And the moratoriums then is a perfect hook for them to go after these consumers. So we're actually issuing, we've seen some scams, but we're issuing the alarm earlier so people don't fall victim to it. And again, look at our scam tracker. If you see a scam, report it. And don't, only put scams out of businesses, not to give them your business.
847 is pointing out one that we've heard a lot about. Just yesterday, I got this text, Office of the Secretary of State, driver's license details. Fill them out now. Just click on this link. Do not click on the link. That one is super popular. I'm hearing a lot of people are getting that one.
It seems like everybody's getting that one. And usually when their scams go out, they only hit a certain target group or certain demographic. This seems to be everyone. I've received two or three of them myself.
I have too.
but it's people that never received it before are getting it. It's almost like the IDS, Illinois Department of Employment Security, you know, scams that are out there, is our new people that never been victimized. So they're just going for a new batch of people, and unfortunately, they're throwing everything at the wall and seeing what sticks. And unfortunately, some people are giving out their information. And the reason it works is sometimes their license may be due next month. So you think, hey, you know, because of COVID, you want me to do it online.
Right.
I'll click it on here, make it easier. And unfortunately, the Secretary of State doesn't do that.
All right. Well, we're armed with new information all the time from you, Steve. So thank you for warning us and keeping us on top of this stuff. And, you know, hey, enjoy the rest of your Monday.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Steve Burness, BBB.org, place you can go to check out just about any business you want to, before you do business with them, you can see what the record is with the BBB.